Warsaw trails Plymouth 9-5 at the end of one.
Warsaw was 2 of 6 for 33% with one turnover, but the rebounding battle is 9-5 Plymouth. They have 5 offensive rebounds.
In the block, Strain, he lost the ball out of bounds against Potter and Jackson Gould, and Warsaw gets it back off the Plymouth turnover.
Well, Warsaw is going to have to force turnovers and find a way to get offense through those turnovers because their half-court sets are not producing anything successfully.
Pressure on in the backcourt. Jackson Gould across the line ahead. Bad pass. Tipped and taken away by Preston Wolfe. Wolfe down into the far corner. Kobe Walters finds a cutting Strain. Across to Ellery. Went right underneath him, and he's able to keep the ball in bounds. Pass out top tip. It's loose. Heckerman's got it. Long pass down court. Jackson Gould. Crutch pass across. Carson Gould fakes and scores. Heckerman to Gould. To Gould covers 84 feet and gets Warsaw to within two.
And right there, the defense with the effort gets the ball knocked away, and they're able to get that in transition.
Ray trapped at midcourt. Strain, right side, open is Walters for three. Rebound tipped, no good. Tipped again, no good. Heckerman's got the rebound for Warsaw. Drew will take off running. It's 5-on-4 if they hurry. Heckerman crosses over in the lane. Put it up, no good. Rebound. Two Plymouth players travel, yes. Trent Plymouth grabbed the ball. Strain fell down over his teammate. Traveling is called out of bounds to Warsaw.
And even with that down there, there's a lot of contact on the Plymouth with the Plymouth guy trying to draw a charge, and I find it hard to believe that there's not a foul one way or the other there.
On the inbounds, they get it to Heckerman, left wing. Drives the elbow, kicks it out to Jackson Gould. A head fake and a whistle and a foul called against Preston Wolfe for Plymouth. His first, team's third. Out of bounds to the Tigers on the sideline. 1:09 played, quarter two.
Well, Gordon Mawson, the Plymouth assistant coach down there, asking for a travel because they're seeing Jackson catch on a gather with 1-2 and then taken off with the opposite foot. But so far, the officials have not caught that.
Heckerman out top to Bricker, right wing for Carson Gould. Gould back to Bricker. Looking inside, nothing open. He'll dribble left and hand off to Jackson Gould. Then back to Bricker on the left wing. He's guarded by Strain. Bricker in the corner, Carson Gould with a head fake, drives into Ellery. Underneath to Potter, who ties the game. What a beautiful setup there to tie it at 9.
Carson just does an excellent job of seeing the floor. He gets the space off the dribble and then throws a great bounce pass.
Ray, far side, open was Walters, decided not to shoot this one. He'll throw it out to Strain. Now they lob to Ellery. Ellery on the left, Heckerman leaves him some space. Ellery drives into Heckerman, shoots it off the glass and in. He's got 6 of their 11, and 2 minutes into the second quarter, Plymouth leads 11-9. Cross-court pass from Gould to Heckerman, now to Carson Gould, right wing. Back out to Drew, sees some space, takes it in the left side, got whacked at, spins in the lane, throws it back out. Jackson Gould a 3-way short, rebound grab by Ray for Plymouth. Ray in transition, has no numbers, hands off to Ellery, back to the top Strain, runs into Potter, backs him down in. And throws it back out to Ellery. Ellery to the elbow. Ran in the corner. Ball tipped to the corner by the Plymouth Pilgrims. It's a 3 by Wolf. It's no good. And Bricker could not control the rebound. It's out of bounds off the Tigers. This is like we talked about the other night. When you get a missed shot by your opponent, it's like third down for a football team. You got to get that rebound and get down to the other end.
Yeah, because Plymouth's been able to get open shots, and if they start knocking those down, they could put Warsaw in a bad spot.
Wolf pressured out top, trapped, Strain in the middle of the floor, right side to Ellery. Ellery, pull-up jump shot outside the elbow. He missed it short. Potter's got the rebound for Warsaw, and traveling's going to be called against Andrew Potter. It'll be out of bounds to Plymouth again. And again, the Tigers can't secure the rebound long enough to get it out to an outlet.
And right there, that's Plymouth. They crashed the boards. They didn't get the rebound, but they were still on the backside of Potter where he didn't feel comfortable. He takes a hop off 1 foot. That's actually a good call by the official. That's not easy because there's a lot of bodies in there.
They lob it out to Sheely, way out on the right. Now to the center circle area to Ellery, right side to Ray. Ray back out top for Sheely, near side for Hall, who's back in the game. Hall up the baseline, ran into a double team. Foul called on the Tigers. Jackson, I think, and that's his second. With 4:58 left in the second. Warsaw trailing 11-9. Well, I thought if Warsaw got to 50, they had a great chance to win. I'm not sure either team's going to get to 50 the way we're going here. Sheely will let it go into the backcourt. So there's no violation there, and he'll bring it into the front court. Now off to Ellery. Down to the near wing for Walters. Walters against Bricker. Picks up his dribble, throws to the foul line for Sheely. Hands off to Davis. Ray down to the corner for Ellery. One hands it out to Hall. Hall back to Ray. Open left-handed three, short. Rebound, Martin for the Tigers. He gets hit. The ball comes free. Ellery's got it. He slipped it inside. A whistle, and what are they going to call? Offensive foul. Offensive foul called on Michael Sheely, his second.
Well, and that play right there is the epitome of what Sheely does. He knew he couldn't elevate and get the rebound, so he waits underneath, pokes the ball free. Fortunately enough, Jackson Gould gets set when Sheely runs his shoulder into him, takes a lot of punishment, but that's you gotta keep your eye on Sheely because he gives those second chance efforts all the time.
Carson Gould at the line and across. They come to trap him. He's trapped. Long skip pass across to Bricker, but Bricker was too far out to shoot. Heckman's got it. We approach the midpoint of quarter two. Plymouth leads Warsaw 11-9. Heckman jump pass underneath the Martin. Takes it up and scores. Heckman again kept his head up, did not determine what he was going to do until he got to a point where he knew the defender was coming forward, and we're tied at 11. Hall slips it into Sheely. Now takes it to the baseline, shoots over Potter and scores. What a shot by Michael Sheely for his first two. Plymouth back to the lead, 13-11.
And when you have him knocking down shots like that, that makes Plymouth's job much easier in order to find success in the scoring end because he's not really relied on for scoring.
Martin has his pass up the sidelines at the far end, tipped out of bounds. Easton Strain was out. He comes back in. Sheely will take a break. 3:39 left to play in the half. Plymouth leading 13-11. Heckman for the Tigers into the center circle. Lining up Kobe Walters. Drives right, stops, pulls up for a 10-footer and hits it. Drew with 7 first half points. Our third tie is 13-13.
Drew's also keeping his shoulders square to the basket instead of backing his guy down, and that allows him to see different options. And right there, he elevates for a jump shot, which is a great decision.
Ellery to the near wing for Ray. Ray beats Martin in the lane. Kicks it out for Walters for a 3-pointer. It's good. Kobe Walters with his 15th three-pointer this season. Plymouth back to the lead, 16-13. 3 minutes left to play first half. Bricker into Potter. He couldn't handle the pass. It's tipped out. It's loose. And Martin comes out of there with it. Slipped it inside to Potter. Potter out to the wing for Bricker. Warsaw gets a reload. An amazing effort play. And Matt Moore wants a 30-second timeout and gets it. 2:45 left to play first half. Plymouth 16, Warsaw 13. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw back here at Plymouth. Pilgrims 16, Tigers 13. 2:40 left to play here in the first half. Martin left wing, Gould at the foul line, backs in the lane, triple team. Carson Gould, Heckman in the corner. A 3 to tie is good. Drew with his 11th three-pointer of the year. He has double-figure scoring now in 4 straight. He's got 10. We're even at 16.
Well, there's a senior that's feeling it and in the zone right now, and it's Drew Heckman.
Ball lost in the lane, taken away. Hall lost it. Martin's got it for the Tigers. Martin across the line, blocking foul called against Trey Hall. His first out of bounds to Warsaw with 2:14 left to play here before halftime. Bricker to throw it in. He has not really had his traditional good look from outside three-point range. And across the line, Carson Gould goes. Bricker right side to Heckman. Heckman out top, Jackson Gould. And Jackson hasn't scored yet either. Carson Gould right side, Bricker. Down to Heckman outside the block. Leans in, takes it into the lane. Now it spins back to the baseline side. Off balance, shot no good. Tip by Martin, tip backwards. Carson Gould got to it. Out to Jackson Gould. Ahead faking a driver on Ellie, and Gould lost the ball off his hands and out of bounds. And Matt Moore with his hands out wide. He is not worshiping in church with his palms up. He is asking, how in the world is that not a foul on Drew Heckman's shot at the other end?
Well, and he's also asking for a foul with the play with Carson. But that's the problem because Jackson dribbles it off his foot, turns around and asks for that foul with Carson, and he's got to put that in the back of his mind and just play.
At the top of the circle, Walters left side for Hall. Hall with only 5 three-pointers, so if he wants to shoot from there, they will be happy to let him. Now he picks up his dribble, bounces it to the corner for Strain. They come to double-team him. He got around it. Now back to the near side for Ray. runs into Carson Gould, picks up his dribble in the corner, all the way to the other corner for a Walters three. That's no good. Bricker up high for the rebound for Warsaw. 1:09 left to play in the half. Warsaw 16, Plymouth 16. Now Warsaw will go to their four-corner offense and spread the floor here and see if they can drag Plymouth away from the basket. Heckman from the far side to the top of the circle. Ball poked away. He gets it back on the right wing, keeps dribbling, and brings it out to the near confluence of the sideline and the center line. Lines up straight, drives him right, got around him, and he got grabbed. And he should be shooting. It is. Strain knew that he was beat, and he just grabbed the hold of Drew, and that time the official could not ignore it. That's his first. Heckman to the free throw line, 1-for-1. For the week, he's 10 out of 14. He was 9 out of 13 in the game at Marion on Tuesday. Drew shoots for the lead, and he missed it.
Well, and the difference between Drew in the last few games where he's really taken off and before is right there. He sees an opening and he goes. And you're going to have to either foul him or jump high enough to stop him. And there's not many guys that can jump high enough to stop him when he's going with full force.
Heckman makes the second. He's got 11, and Warsaw has their first lead of the game with 41 seconds left to play in its first half. Jackson Gould to the bench with two fouls. Out top, Heckman with a steal. Ellery behind him. He won't catch him. A dunk for Heckman. He puts it home with two hands. It's 19-16 Warsaw with 23 seconds left to go in that first half. Hall across the line against Carson Gould. Spins back to the middle, 17 seconds. Far side to Ray. Ray out top for Strain. Strain hands back to Hall. Gould peeks up at the clock. Carson's guarding it. Past the wing, tipped away. Saved in. No, not saved in. Heckman stepped, well, actually, he put his foot down and he slid into the sideline. Plymouth with the ball, 6:09 left to play in the half. Warsaw has the alternating possession. They get it into Ray, 5 seconds. Crosses into the lane, got around to Martin. Fakes, shoots, and scores. Ray with two, a very disappointing ending to the first half, to take a little of the luster off. However, Warsaw leads at halftime here at Plymouth, 19-18. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. He just showed me the results from the state swim meet, and Marissa Howitt was 30th in the 50 free and 29th in the 100 freestyle. So she will not advance on, but she made it to Indy, and that's a fantastic accomplishment for her, and they'll be coming home tonight, so we pray for their travel mercies. Here, Warsaw leads Plymouth at halftime 19-18. First half scoring for Plymouth, Caden Ellery's got 6. He's their leader. Davis Ray, 5. Kobe Walters, 3. Easton Strain, 2. And Michael Sheely has 2. For Warsaw, Carson Gould, 2. Andrew Potter, 2. Brent Martin, 2. And the rest belong to Drew Heckman, who's got 13 of Warsaw's 19 points, his 13th double-figure game of the season. Warsaw was down 9-5 at the end of one, but outscored Plymouth 14-9 in the second to take a one-point lead into the locker room. We were tied at 9, 11, 13, and 16, and we've had one lead change. Warsaw pulled away in the fourth quarter again. They beat Plymouth in the JV game 46-40. They've won 7 in a row. They are 14-5. Kellen Bailey with another double-figure game. He finished with 14. Again at halftime, Warsaw leads the varsity game 19-18. Jared's got the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Plymouth, 19-18. Warsaw with the lead. The first half stats are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Warsaw, they finished the first half 8 of 15 from the field for 53%. That included 1 of 4 behind the three-point line, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 10 total rebounds and had 4 turnovers. For Plymouth, they finished 7 of 21 from the field for 33%. They were 3 of 11 from behind the three-point line, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Plymouth had 11 total rebounds and 6 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Warsaw had 6, Plymouth had 0. Second chance points, Warsaw had 0, Plymouth had 5. Points per possession, Warsaw played to a 1.05, while Plymouth played to a 0.90. And points off the bench, Warsaw had 2, Plymouth had 3.
I'm looking at Plymouth for the season shot about 30%, has shot about 30% from three-point range. So they're right on pace for that, which is, that's a lot of free throws when you don't shoot, or a lot of three-pointers when you don't shoot a very good percentage.
Yeah, and when they do shoot three-pointers, generally that's because they're not getting that number one option in their offense, which is getting the ball to the basket area via a back cut or a dribble drive. So if you can force them into taking those shots, that's a positive if you're the Tigers.
They are, again, having their winter homecoming here this evening. They had the JV King and Queen earlier, the Prince and Princess. Now they're having the King and Queen. They have been awarded their crowns. And so that ceremony will wrap up here. We'll give you a couple of scores while we wait. In the third, Northridge 21, Concord 10. That's halftime. That's like early third quarter score.
Yeah.
Concord with 10 points in a little over two quarters. Northwood leads Mishawaka 43-14.
Wow. I think Northwood's trying to find a way to start trending up because they've got a long tournament run ahead of them if they can take care of business the way they should.
Goshen leads Wallace 25-21. Again, if you had not heard the news, John Everingham approached the Wallace administration on Monday and told them that he would not be back as boys basketball coach next season. So they'll be actively searching for a new coach here very, very soon. Wallasey in the fourth quarter leads North Miami 61-29. Again, after tonight, that's Warsaw's next opponent. It's not for 11 days.
Yeah, and that's going to be a fun one because Nolan Cumberland and Tippecanoe Valley have been very, very good this year. And they have a freshman that is going to be really, really good. And it's going to be a fun night to watch them come to the Tiger Den. And without looking it up, I don't know when the last time they won there was, but they're going to have a definite shot of competing and having success there.
I've got a whole week to get that stuff ready.
So I don't even
don't
think
push
I,
it.
You know what? I don't think I want you to look that up because I have a feeling I might have been a part of it.
Oh, really?
I think I might have been.
1918, Warsaw leads Plymouth, and it will be Tiger basketball when we start the third quarter of play after these messages on News Now Warsaw.